Going to go to bed. That intro just gave you so much energy and amped up for this episode of Millennials Third Eye. What's going on? On this episode, we're going to be covering pretty much the year in return of this year of what we went through and how we've been doing on a Millennials Third Eye. My name is Joe, and joining me once again as the first episode, as we did, well, we're going to do it a whole different way now because it's been a year, but is my good friend Maria. What's up, Maria?
What's up, Joe?
What's up?
How's it going?
Just talking very, very briefly. It's going great. I love this feeling I get. I forget I have it every time I do a podcast. It's been a while. man, the intro always gets me. It's awesome, though. But so
yes,
if you haven't heard of a Millennial's Third Eye, or this is your first time listening, or in general, you just want to remember what we do, my name is Joe, and I am a psychic intuitive, a motivational individual. I am and try to be a comedian sometimes, try to make you laugh. But most of all, I love sharing my experiences and what I go through spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally on this podcast. And what I always do at the end is give some free readings because that's where I give my gift out. That's where I give it for free. You know, just a little bit of, if you want to do that, call in later on or now if you want to wait at 929-477-2767. Press the number one to let us know that you are in line. But Maria, all right, this year.
Yeah.
This
quite a year.
What's the so the first episode that I typed up was How's the View? I don't know why I put it this way. It could have been much more kind of appealing, I guess. But I said, How's the View? Where do we currently stand in our journey? And when I wrote that, I remember just feeling the beginning of this year's journey. It was a complete evolution, but if you listen to that episode, you could tell it was very raw. It was very new. I had no idea who
yep.
I was, but I was becoming who I am today with Maria. So how do you feel when you think about your year?
Well, I want to say this before we keep going, because I have my notes from the first episode, and my notes start off by, it says motivation part one, mental tools. And I just think it's really fun to see how, you know, we both kind of interpreted where we were going with it. And then to see where you have taken it is pretty incredible. And I think it's something you and I are going to have to go over further to see how many things actually have lined up. But as far as my year, it's been quite a year. A lot has happened, but good. It's been a great year. I mean, obviously, we all have a lot of craziness, a lot of hectic times and learning experiences. But all in all, and even after reading these notes, I would say that we were pretty spot on, even though we didn't know it at the time.
Really? That's pretty awesome. I'm excited actually to to hear about that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just realized too, there's so many edits in this thing on this Blog Talk Radio page. I might have to re-jump it later on because I forgot that there's the time limits. so I could choose to make it longer.
Yes.
Which I totally want to do. So we'll just talk about it. And anyone listening, I'm just going to re-up one. I'm going to do one while we're here. But in the meantime, yeah, it's amazing how many things that we've actually talked about. I love that you have the notes too. But at the same time, yeah, that's – and there's so many things. I know that for sure on my own. There was a lot of synchronistic things that I looked back on and I went, whoa, that's exactly what's going on now. And I just should have been patient and waited. But man,
well,
what a year. What a year.
Yeah.
I think
for me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of things that I personally went through mindfulness this year. That's my favorite topic overall. But to look back on my years, I say evolution a lot because it was a whole evolution. It was this, I don't even remember who I was. I'm looking in pictures going, that guy had no idea what the hell was going on.
but you did, though. You know that, right? I mean,
oh yeah.
You say that, but you just didn't know. Like, you didn't know where it was going yet. And that's the excitement, because in a year from today, we're going to be doing the same exact thing, you know, saying the same stuff, going, wow, like, who would have thought?
Well, it's going to continue that way. And a part of it for me was that a whole lot of feeling and understanding, because I would go through something and it was like the first time I'm realizing, like, oh, I'm going through this mindfully. How can I go about it by learning the best way possible? It sounds really cheesy, but I'm learning more and more on creating your own blueprint or creating your own reality. And I remember, you're going to laugh at this, but in the beginning I was like, there's aliens, there's this, there's that. And I just got all excited on all these topics. And you mentioned direction too, which is a really cool thing to talk about, because this podcast, our life, your life, everything kind of went in its own direction. And the way I look at this whole thing backwards is I kept worrying about what is it going to be. And really what it turned out to be was different outlets and aspects of myself, which I consider my authentic self. And each season is pretty much like different topics, but different personality parts of myself that I just combined at one point. I think this is more like not too long ago, because I went to the point where I was like, this is what I am. And I'm trying to do one thing at a time. I'm like, what do I do? Where's my happiness? Is it this or is it this? But it's really all of that into one, which is me. This is me. Hi, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you.
Sure.
to everyone listening, I just typed up real quick part two. So when this is over, we're going to go live and do it with the readings live. But to go back onto it, so you brought up that one episode, because I didn't want to talk about it too much, but that was one of your favorite episodes. Let everyone know what you were talking about before.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, starting this off, and I'll be honest, Joe and I, we originally wanted to do like a YouTube-type show or podcast that really had nothing to do with our gifts. Like, we both knew we had them. He had explored his more openly than I had mine, but he's always been really encouraging to me. And we both just have a love for life and laughter, and we wanted and beer. So we were going to do like a beer, like go to different bars, because Joe was actually living down here in Florida where I am currently. At the time, and we were like, oh, we could totally meet up and go try different beers at different bars, and then we can talk about it. Who wouldn't want to watch us? We're hilarious, you know? We just had this whole fun idea, and then it kind of turned into something completely different. So I'm getting a little bit off topic, but that's really how this whole thing started. So we ended up talking spiritually, and then we also wanted to incorporate fun. So all I wanted to say was, like, one of the first episodes was my favorite, where we had a couple of your friends, Joe, that I really enjoyed, that we were talking about deal breakers for dating, because we didn't want it to just be like the monotony of, you know, talking about motivation and life. Like, obviously all of these things apply to things that we're currently going through, and that's where our questions come from. So we decided, let's talk about deal breakers and dating situations, and I swear, like, we laughed so hard. I mean, it was so real and raw and funny and awkward, and I love that because I don't mind talking about
it. I remember
stuff, but,
there
I
was
mean,
another one we did, it was called The Purge. And I had fun with those moments because it's like, how many episodes, it's not, and everyone listening, I hope you know, I want you to know this. It's not every day I'm out there like, F this and do that. Like, I'm cool with it, whatever, but there's times where I reserve myself. So there was a couple episodes, especially with the deal breakers, because I wanted to take a break from just spiritual talk. And it's a great thing because we shouldn't really get stuck in one hobby, one topic, one thing. You're going to get bored of it. It's going to drive you crazy. So the way I looked at it, I was like, ooh, I'm going to be a little devious. But truthfully, I'm being myself. That's really what it comes down to. And I didn't want to be afraid of anyone or anything to go, you know what, I should be able to talk about this topic. And that goes into any aspect of life. Like, if you're out there, don't reserve yourself. If you like to do this your way, be you. Be happy, because eventually, if you want to change yourself, you change it on your own. It's not what you want to do anymore.
Right.
So I got to this point of, like, I wanted to be the daredevil. Like, I thought it was a big deal to myself at the time. I was like, ooh, like Howard Stern. But he obviously wasn't like Howard Stern. I was like,
oh, no. We didn't take it that far, but it was pretty funny.
But it's an awesome thing to do because that's where there's conflict. It's raw, but it's true. And I actually wanted to bring this up because the main thing I learned, I think, over this whole year of where's my view now type of thing, I got some good views now. the way I look at it now is that love is a big deal. And everyone has this thought process that they get so uptight with relationships. Well, why don't you love me? And why don't you do this? And they're expecting. So love is a big deal because we're looking for someone to provide our happiness and love. And the more I kept doing love yourself and I let go of looking for others to fulfill me in things, and I let go of problems.
I don't want to cut you off, but I have to disagree to a certain extent. Because I agree with what you're saying, but I don't necessarily think that all of us are trying to look for somebody to provide us the happiness. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times the frustration comes from you're looking for somebody to reciprocate what you put out, or you're looking for somebody that is more closely like you, and it's frustrating when you're clashing because there are very apparent differences in the efforts that are getting put in and understanding and just, you know, meshing. So anyways, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
I
think that's
point,
where a lot of it comes from.
For sure. Everyone listening, I made a boo-boo, and so we have like a minute and 30 seconds live. I already created a new episode, so just like at 10 o'clock.
We have a three-minute show.
At 10 o'clock, we're going to go right back on and carry off where we're leaving off in a minute. But this is a great conversation, and you're not wrong for that. So what I want to add to that is I believe that just when the right, at least the right person or the person you're willing to work with, it should be the person you're dating in general. But totally, giving back what you're giving. But my main thing about love is two people have their own personalities, their own hobbies, their own interests. Mm-hmm. We need to have that individuality to understand we're separate, mm-hmm. but also together as a team. And that's what I want to carry into the next episode in 50 seconds. But everyone listening, I'm going to go back. It's going to be at 10 o'clock, and it's not going to be
talk
done
really
in 10
fast,
minutes.
Talk really
fast. We'll see you. Take a commercial break real quick, and then we're going to do readings later for free. Call back in. I promise.
Oh, please.
But this is a great topic because love is a big deal, and it can go into so many avenues, and we're going to carry that up in 30 seconds. Nope, we're going to carry it back at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because that's the next go time. But
for like 15 minutes.
Sorry. This is like a teaser, mm-hmm. like a trailer. Here's to the new
year. I know.
And we're going to get into the hot topic in a minute. We'll see you there.
All right.